Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Welcome back to Volume 2 of Greatest Hits 2017. Thank you, guys. We had so many hits, we needed a Volume 2.
We needed two Greatest Hits to fit it all together.
Some of these episodes were so popular, the fans were like, you got to have another Greatest Hits. So here you go, Volume 2. We're going to lead off with our dear friend, Rob Hubel, who plays Richard Branson's brother, who isn't necessarily a great guy. Let's just say that. And he ends up in, he ends up in prison.
Yeah, and he's a pilot. Are we the first people
to
visit
you guys?
You?
I forgot your guys' names.
I'm Matt. This
Phil,
is Scott, UCB
Dave.
Sports and Leisure podcast.
That's right. You're right. That is who you guys are. Thanks for coming to visit
me. We saw you at Trump National a month or two ago.
Yeah. That was fun, right? We had a good time.
Well, you're here in federal prison, so we thought we'd just visit you real quick.
Thank you
it's
for
like
visiting
sort
me.
Of a, yeah. We're doing a big piece on our show, investigative piece about your life and your recent crimes. Can I ask you what you're
guilty?
What you're looking at time wise?
Guilty. I did it. You name it, I did it.
Yeah, I bet.
The main thing. I mean, you know, and you look back at. I mean, you guys recorded. Were you recording the whole time when we did our interviews at the airplane hangar?
Yes, and we actually played recordings of you from the FAA. There's a lot of recordings of you.
And I was also wearing a wire the whole time too.
You were wearing a wire during the podcast.
In addition to the microphone, I was wearing a wire.
Were you guys recording on the golf course?
Yes. I had
that's how I got busted.
I had a big lavalier shotgun mic around my neck, like from shooting from my sternum.
I wish you told me. I didn't know what that was. I thought that was a
necklace.
It was
very visible.
I thought that was like a.
There was a battery pack on my hip.
Like, I thought that was all like hip hop.
And I called you and emailed you and said, "Is it okay if we record this Saturday?"
I didn't know you were recording on a golf course.
Scott, were we not clear that this was a podcast?
We had a sound guy with a boom mic over you.
Yeah, well, no,
it was very clear.
I just didn't know what that guy was. I thought he was like a friend of yours. But
we know him a little bit.
Well, listen, I'm in jail.
Did you ever hear us say, did you get that? How's the sound?
Like, I just didn't know. It wasn't clear to me that we were recording on the golf course.
We did multiple takes with the interview.
Remember
we did a sound check on your mic before we started the interview?
And you signed the release that you said it was okay to record.
I didn't read that. I thought we were just playing golf and having fun. I'm in jail because
you did have fun.
I'm in jail because we played the wrong way on that one hole.
That's why you're in jail?
When we teed off.
That's what stuck?
Yeah.
That's the only thing the feds have on you?
That's what they got me for, man.
Scott.
You can't play backwards. He's right about that.
Well, we would have been jailed. We would have been thrown in jail, too. We did the same.
I was surprised because there was a lot of fucked up stuff that day. You know, you shot an RPG and hit a boat twice. And you
Ixnay
guys also
on the boat.
You also have
May.
Black box recordings of me threatening to kill Melissa Rivers. Yes, that was me.
You know what? I got to say something. My grandfather told me this when I was a young man. If you hang out with criminals, you're going to end up in jail.
Oh.
So I'm not surprised you ended up here.
That's a great. I wish you told me that before.
I never knew you until a month ago.
He did. You kind of grew up kind of privileged to have information like that at your fingertips.
He just had family in my life. Well, you had a brother. Why didn't your brother Richard ever tell you this?
Oh, that son of a bitch. That guy.
Has he been to visit?
No. Let me tell you something about him. Fake accent he uses. The accent.
He's not English?
No. He uses a fake British accent.
Really?
Also fake beard. A lot of people don't know this, but fake beard.
That's a real
beard. On your brother, Richard Branson.
Richard Branson wears a fake beard.
And he's never. Did you ever ask him for bail? Have you ever asked him for bail?
I did not even think about that. But, you know, what do you mean bail? Like, they can't bail you out. For what I did. I mean, I played
playing golf backwards? You definitely
golf
could.
Backwards, bro. I'm not getting out of here for a long.
I feel
long
like time. They have a bigger case against you. There's nothing that
I
makes
also
me
divulged.
Think.
Did I? I don't remember what all I said. Where
maybe
I
thought, Sessions I wants you in here.
I didn't talk
that.
About the bird drones, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we saw that whole tree of bird drones.
Because I think I might have spilled the beans about why the president gets low golf scores because the bird drones help him out.
I believe it. He's a petty man.
So that's probably also why I'm in jail.
Would you ever ask your brother Richard Branson to like balloon past here and kind of like have you jump in and balloon your way out of here?
Do you get yard time?
That's an interesting escape theory. So in your what you're pitching is I would be out in the
Lifting weights,
out in the yard,
getting ripped.
Lifting weights, putting suntan lotion on.
And then quickly, and then a balloon quickly. Swoops in.
I would go cartel style. I'm not saying to do this, but get a helicopter. Faster getaway and then have a boat waiting.
But his brother doesn't really have a helicopter. His brother is more into
ballooning. His brother has helicopters.
Here's the problem with talking about escaping from prison while we're on this phone system is that all this is recorded. So
I'm wearing a wire.
Finally you realize.
This is a microphone.
But you guys might be in some legal jeopardy now by coming here and pitching me ideas on how to escape from prison.
But we have a journalistic...
Immunity?
Yeah, immunity.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, I don't know. Well, anyway, one, I don't know if the balloon thing would work because a balloon typically goes very slow. I feel
that's
like
what I was thinking
it.
With the helicopter.
And what was your idea, Phil?
Helicopter, Matt.
Helicopter. So a helicopter.
Also
down
slow.
In the yard like the cartel style.
Just
get
like
the guy in.
Narcos.
Like in Narcos,
I've
exactly.
I've never seen Narcos. But now I know
you've heard of it.
Well, now there's a spoiler alert. Now I know there's a helicopter.
But you said just like in Narcos, like you guessed that it was.
Yeah, you knew the ending, even though
but
you
I
hadn't
threw
seen
the,
it.
I threw that out there, and then you bit on it, so now I know.
So you were guessing spoilers, and you set yourself up for that.
Well, look, I'd have. There's not much to do in here besides watch Netflix, mm-hmm. so now I'm not going to watch Narcos because I know how it ends with a helicopter.
Well, I don't feel bad for you. You should suffer a little bit. You've done some horrible things.
Have you ever seen Mad Men? What's the end? Can you pitch the end of Mad Men?
Oh. I mean, if I had to take a guess, I did not watch the show, but I bet it's something like a Coke commercial.
Yeah,
and,
that's exactly what's at the end. Have you never seen it?
Never seen it. Mm. I don't even know what it's about, but I bet it ends with a Coke commercial.
It does. I guess that's not a spoiler. That doesn't ruin the whole
show.
That was a wonderful show.
Did you know that John Hamm makes a hilarious farting noise?
You know, I first met Rob like 20 years ago in Matt Besser's improv class in New York.
Oh, really?
He was my teacher. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And he was, you know, else was in there was Owen Burke, Rob Riggle, Paul Scheer.
Wow.
Daniel Schneider, who eventually became Matt Besser's wife.
You're telling me things I know?
Yeah. Well, I'm talking to the audience.
Oh,
too.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Hubel is so, he makes the hardest choices. He's so good. You guys have probably, you listeners have probably seen him at Facebook. He's also on the show, Do You Want to See a Dead Body, which is really funny on YouTube Red. Check that out. But he's great at like playing the dumb absurdity and going hard.
His dad's a pilot. So I think he gets info from that too. He played a good pilot.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows those, how those guys tick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always so funny. So thank you, Rob, for doing. And congrats on making the greatest hits, Rob Hubel. I know you care about
this.
Yeah.
It's hard to make this cut. You know?
Yeah.
He was on the bubble, but he made it.
Next, we're going to go with a powerhouse woman who was on the show this year. Her name's Lauren Lapkus. You guys know her from a million things, the podcast world, Orange is the New Black. She plays a mommy blogger. And
she's up against you for the SAG Awards, right? For the best cast.
Yeah.
So
they always win,
too. One of you is going to win.
Orange always wins, but who cares? She's so funny in this episode, and we love that Lauren did our show this year. So let's give a listen to Lauren Lapkus, mommy blogger.
You're the only one in the camp with a coffee table.
Yes. Well, I have Phil to carry all this stuff. You can see, actually, I'm creating this living room, which we haven't quite put the finishing touches on yet, but we're putting up a wall. And I need you to vote. We were doing kind of like, do you remember when the M&Ms had a pick, what color?
Your favorite flavor
or
something.
Yeah, the new color. So we're going to do this now. There's a vote. You can vote on these paint chips here that are all brought to you by Bear. And
you're going
to
paint the inside of this structure?
Yeah, we're just going to build this wall up and paint it and then kind of make a little...
Great Wi-Fi up here.
Oh.
You must have that big battery thing. There's like 16 Phils on this expedition,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, oh, you caught that they're all called Phil.
Well, I was kidding.
Oh, because I didn't want to remember anyone's name. I couldn't, so I just...
Oh, it's just easy to call everybody Phil.
Yeah, it'll be Phil, and we could just call it a day. So they are. And that's good. And my kids are here.
So you have like 3/10 of service staff so you can do videos on Instagram. Am I oversimplifying this?
I don't think you are. I think that's spot on. But, you know, my kids, can you see them over there? They're down just one level beneath us.
Oh, way down at Base Camp 1 with the light?
Yeah. And
those are big blankets they're under.
Those are 100% genuine Eskimo blankets that we got, we stole from a reserve. And they look so great and warm. And they
like a Nepali village or something?
I didn't catch the name, you know.
We're in Nepal, so.
That makes sense.
Okay. And you just went into their village before you went up the mountain?
Well, Phil did it, but yeah. When I blog, and cut this out, but when I blog, I will say that I did have a heart-to-heart with an Eskimo, and we had Phil kind of take some pictures where you can't he dressed up one of the other Phils as a native, and then they kind of posed.
So one was a real Nepalese person, and then one was one of your staff dressed as a Nepalese person.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand this. And
no,
what
you're
happened?
You're on the right track.
Okay.
And so we set up a little photo shoot so that, and cut this out, of course, but that it looks just
out.
Like
I'm going to say that to our editor.
Thank you. We created a friendship sort of through photographs, and they gave me one of the blankets.
I saw there was like an L.L. Bean thing, right?
Yeah. And so we're all wearing L.L. Bean boots, which I got the Eskimos to wear.
I see the pictures. Your kids are there too. They're each giving.
Are they called Eskimos?
I don't think
Nepalese
so.
Nepalese people? No. I don't know.
The okay. Sherpas.
I need to figure this out before I write the post.
Sherpa means like job. I think Sherpa is a good job description.
What's your Sherpa? What do you do for a Sherpa?
I have an assistant occasionally.
I was saying if it's a job. Oh, I thought you said Sherpa means job. You know, I don't feel well.
Here, drink some more Coke.
Well, you're out of your element. This is like you said, you never left Utah, and you're doing this big event to promote your channel, your website.
Yeah, well, National Geographic.
Bowl of Soul.
I guess they're Nat Geo now, but they said they wanted to give me, I'll just be blunt, $500K to come up here and do this. And so, you know, it felt worth it to me. My kids are a bit upset because they're, of course, missing school, and
Into school, or do they just blow it off?
No, I'm homeschooling them right now while they're here. As you can see, I set them up with some math problems I drew in the snow.
And a smart board?
They have a little smart board.
I just noticed your Sherman Williams.
Sherwin Williams.
No, it says Sherman Williams here. I don't know if you spelled it wrong.
It's actually a whole gag because it's a many-layered bit that I'm doing for this commercial.
Sure you didn't just make a mistake?
No, I know I didn't because it's bear paint.
Megan doesn't make mistakes.
No, it says
Sherman Williams,
it's
though,
bear
Matt.
Paint, but then... Okay. And
Sponsor is bear paint.
But we're doing a send-up of Sherwin Williams by calling it Sherman. And it's like, who even remembers what that's called? Sherman something? And then at the end, then the polar bear, which we're going to try to find around here, will walk in and kind of be like, I'm the bear from, you know, the drawing.
Oh, it's not CGI or anything? You got to get
Not. We're hoping the Coca-Cola bear shows up, but they keep telling me that was a drawing.
Yeah, Coca-Cola bear is not real, Megan. You know that.
But did you see the smiles?
They're cute. Yeah. But.
So friendly. I'm really hoping... I saw a really kind of horrible thing on Instagram of a polar bear kind of floating just on an ice chip in the middle of water.
Yeah, they're losing their habitat.
Yeah, so I'm hoping maybe they've run up here and we'll be able to catch one, put a little paintbrush
in
its
hand. Your oxygen tank is a little low, Matt. I'm going to switch this out for you?
Here, Megan, sit down. Here, put this one on.
Yeah. I'm going to strap this around your head right here.
It's really intimate.
Be careful. Hypothermia, too.
Don't touch this part of my hair. If you pull that, it's going to...
Oh, your extensions are freezing.
Yeah, I know.
The bottom part of your hair is freezing.
Yeah, the top of your head, your hair is healthy, and then it's frozen like, just right out along this line right here.
You should just cut them off?
No, for survival reasons?
No?
If you saw me with my regular hair length, you would just... The whole thing would go to shit. The blog is... It's honestly, you'd be shocked at how much the hair matters for the blog. Okay. It's aspirational hair. The people want to see it.
I understand. I mean, I don't understand, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I have a full bald patch right under here. It's from pulling. I have tricho.
Slow down. Drink some water.
Do you want to take a rest?
I'm going to melt some snow.
I just pull it from stress.
Drink some warm water.
I got a little Bunsen burner right here.
She's got, like, all kinds of teas and smoothie mixes. Can I make you a smoothie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll make you a smoothie. Okay. Peanut butter.
Look at this. I don't show anyone. I have a bald patch. I pull it all out because I get very stressed out.
All right, don't yank on it.
It feels good. I let out a little bit of the stress. It's like getting, you know, some people get tattoos. Some people just smoke or something.
Is that a makeup chair you've had brought up here?
Yeah, I can get touched up soon. We're gonna do
it's like a full-on
shoot.
Barber's chair. That's heavy.
Yeah,
that poor Sherpa who had to carry up your makeup. Phil 40.
He was complaining.
That's disrespectful to the Tibetan.
That he was complaining?
Describe Phil 40.
Phil 40. Well, I put numbers on him because if I say Phil, they're all going to turn now that they know that's their name. So.
Do you want me to take a picture of you?
I do, always.
Yeah, let's do that. That'll perk up her spirits.
Yeah, I love pictures.
We should call in a chopper, too. She's not going to make it.
Okay, so...
Matt, you know the air is too thin for choppers up here.
put her in a sled and drive.
That's why it's so dangerous, but you can die from this.
I know, but she has, like, real crew with her.
All right, but don't worry about the block, Fred. Just worry about yourself for a second.
The posts have to come in by 5 or people will be mad.
Yeah. You have a key drop time when you want to drop them when people are at home cooking dinner
right
or something?
After work, they pull up on the iPad while they're... If I don't get it up now...
Yeah, Monday morning's big, right?
Don't even talk about Monday morning.
You were in a coma once, weren't you? For like 3 months and your family had to take over your blog?
You dive deep.
I do my research.
Yeah. I was in a coma. It was self-induced.
It's good to get her to talk about herself.
Too much going on. I just said, check me out. You know, and you can do that. The doctor will do that. They'll kind of just tap into a certain part of your brain and let you go. So I said, 3 months, wake me up then because I'll get through the newborn stage with one of my babies and someone else will have dealt with it. And at that point, I have to say the whole blog went to shit. I lost a lot of money in that time, and it was not pretty for my... Oh, but also, let me say something else. Trends move quickly. My whole house was completely outdated by the time I got... No one was in
chalk... 3 months?
After you came out of the coma, you had to redecorate?
Oh, like the chalkboard art. Suddenly, everyone was mad that I still had the chalkboards. And I do a lot of chalkboard art. As you know, I'm a chalkboard artist, and I kind of put pretty messages...
Have some more oxygen,
back to school,
Megan.
I'm gonna give her a double dose, man.
Keep breathing deep.
I'm gonna double dose in it.
There's some needles in here. Give her one of these needles. Maybe
do you need an EpiPen shot or like adrenaline shot?
I don't do physical.
I know. This is a very dangerous part of the world. Somehow.
Did you hike up here or did...
She was probably carried on a sled.
I was carried on a... What is the thing like a queen would have been carried on? Like a chair
on stilts. Cleopatra thing? Yeah.
So I was on that.
Cleopatra thing up Everest?
Well, I mean...
Well, did you see my makeup? I did it just to match, so I have the Egyptian
eye. So were you in your makeup chair and they were carrying you up Everest?
Yeah, but they put a kind of velveteen cover on it, so it looked kind of like a queen sort of thing. Ah. Look, I gotta have
and
a lot
you're
of.
Still tired.
I'm exhausted. I gotta have a lot of cut from just the socializing. It's too much. I gotta have a lot of content. Okay, so every day I need to get at least 7 or 8 outfit changes going, so that I have content.
So there's
forever.
Like a whole wardrobe tent that has to go
Phil
up
32,
Everest.
32, I think's job was just to bring my shoes, but.
Oops.
I'm sorry.
I just.
Did you break a gravy bone?
Yeah,
again?
I can't believe it.
What
you brought. There's 20. She brought 22. Well, 21, 22 gravy boats.
22 guys. Each their job is to carry one each. How did you? Would you just knock over one of my Sherpas?
I didn't. I seriously had no idea they were
it
here.
It broke in the snow.
Sorry.
As if it just. It's too late, Scott. You should lay down in the snow and just let it all. Oh,
we're gonna. I think
good.
We're gonna call emergency rescue for you. I think your hands are a little blue at the fingertips. So get your gloves back on.
Okay.
Matt,
okay.
But
I just have to do Instagram. I can't.
Where is everybody?
They're in the third tent. It's a windstorm.
It's really far away, though.
Yeah, I know.
Where are my kids going? They're walking down. Where are they going?
I think they're quitting on the hike. There's like
where
a
is
bunch
my
of
husband?
People. I've
David!
Never met. I've never met your
all
husband.
All right, relax.
David!
I've never met your husband.
I know. I haven't seen him in years.
Can we photo this, or this is not for the blog?
Don't tell anyone. I haven't seen David in
here,
4 years.
Don't pull your hair. Don't pull. Like, you're pulling a lot of hair
you're
out.
You're pulling your extensions out.
Matt, should we put her in a coma? Or like a self-induced coma?
I guess.
I don't know. I don't even know how to do that.
David
but.
Lost his job, and he walked away and never turned around. Didn't even take a car.
And
he just walked, and I watched him go into the sunset. And he never turned around. And Phil was taking photos because he thought it was a sunset shoot because we do those every night. And he just kept walking. And I was holding all the kids.
Maybe he didn't want his life to be a reality show.
Do you know David?
No, I don't.
That
sorry
feels,
for laughing.
Feels like something he would say. So I was just wondering if you might actually know him. Bastard.
Laughing. No,
cut this part out. Fuck David. I don't need him. I've been fucking Phil for 4 years. It's fine.
Oh, I love Lauren as the mommy blogger. She's like, she was like really into mommy blogs when she'd do Ask Cat, and I think that's how we started like picturing the idea. And she's so funny when she has acute mountain sickness and all the branding stuff that they brought her makeup chair up.
She said she claimed that she reads mommy blogs for fun, like because she thinks they're like hilarious.
But I think
ridiculous.
She has also like she does like them. Like she's sincere.
I mean.
Like she's not making fun of them.
Yeah,
necessarily. Yeah, and she's so funny. And thank you, Lauren, for coming into our show. And congratulations on making the greatest hits, by the way. Volume 2. Some people say Volume 2 is a bigger deal than Volume 1. You fans can decide. Next up, mid-season, Scott and I had another professional divorce, so we went to see Celebrity
We saw Arnold Schwarzenegger and Denzel Washington.
Yeah. That's the episode played by Dane Troy and Ryan Stanger, and they're giving Scott and I therapy, and it was so funny.
So this is what's happening. There's no communication. You feel these things, you build resentment, but you're not communicating.
Well, how do I learn how to communicate?
Scott, are you willing to get treatment for your...
I did like some of your movies. When you side with me, I'm starting to remember some of the stuff you've done.
I know this. My movies are ubiquitous. It's ridiculous for you to say that you're not seeing them, or you pretend like you don't know what Terminator is, or you only seen part 4 that nobody liked or saw. It's ridiculous.
I like when you have Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze with
Jim
Carrey.
That was a great movie. That was a great movie.
Is this Batman Forever? It made money.
Yeah, Terminator 4 was the best one of that.
Yeah, I didn't care for Mr. Freeze. The Tim Burton Batmans were a little too stagey.
This is not Tim Burton. This is Joel Schumacher.
Oh, that was worse then. It was a continuation of that stagey, corny...
You're not wrong.
You never felt like you were in a world. You always felt like you were in a stage at Warner Brothers. Do you know what I mean?
In a lot of cardboard and stuff. Yeah. It's just like, what is this? Is this metal or is this cardboard? Like, the scale didn't feel right.
Yeah, they didn't spray paint it with the silver spray paint.
It looked like metal, and then it's like, how big is that building? You know, my son could not fit in there. You know, he's 6 years old. It's supposed to be a 4-story building in these things.
Is this the son you had with the maid or son that you had with the...
This is another son that's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a son that I had to get a smog test. And then they, you know, end up, you know, the person administering the test, they have unprotected sex. They have a son. But then we're going to buy him a Jeep, you know, when they come of age, and then everybody be okay with it. You know, because it is a good picture opportunity. They see the kid that looked like me, I buy him a beautiful Jeep, and then everybody's okay.
Arnold, when's the last time you got tested?
They don't get tested because they don't have any disease.
You could be passing on lots of diseases. Hepatitis at the very least.
But you're not a doctor.
At the very least. I'm not a doctor.
You know, these kids, they grow up healthy, but if I have the disease, I pass to them, right? They're like my canary in the mine.
Oh, you're helping with their immune system in a way?
No.
They give them a little disease so they're stronger actually when they grow up?
No, that happened too, but no, the point that I'm making is that if my kids are not dying, then they're not passing any disease. So that's the proof that they don't have the disease.
Oh, but they're suffering, though.
It's a lot more symptoms than death that accompany.
If I went to a sperm bank and I saw on the shelf Arnold semen, Denzel semen, and Scott semen, and I was a woman looking to have a healthy, intelligent, successful baby.
This is a great question. Yeah, who would you pick?
I would pick Denzel in a second. Because... Yes. My kid would steal things if he was Scott semen, and if it was Arnold semen, it would be disease ridden.
I feel like you're describing Elmo semen, because Scott hasn't stolen anything.
Scott, we need to grab that bull by the horns on that. You just got to own up. Did you or did you not steal?
I'm being straight. I have not stolen anything. And I'm being straight. I stole all.
You see, the problem is Elmo. That's what they've been saying from the beginning.
Well, no, the problem is a split personality.
If you went to a semen store and us three were on the shelf, whose semen, and you were a woman, whose semen would you choose?
All right, well, this is easy. First of all, I need to know what the prices of the semen are if I'm in the store.
They're all the same price.
All the same price? And I have, what, like a $10 bill?
Yeah.
And I can't buy...
Yes, they all cost $10, and that you have a $10 bill. That's the most money that you have.
Okay. I can't ejaculate multiple things onto me?
It doesn't work like that.
No, you're not jerking things off onto your face or anything.
Okay.
You're just buying the semen that has already been ejaculated.
But how do I get it out of the package? I must have to jerk it off until it squirts.
No, you're not jerking that.
It comes frozen.
Yeah, it comes frozen, and you would take it to a doctor, and in vitro would happen, and then you would carry it to term.
This is not like it's not a glory hole. We have three dicks coming through holes and you jerk off the one that you want the most. That is already frozen semen.
What if I gave you $20?
I think the $10 price tag was misleading.
$10. It seems like...
Okay, I'll give you $20.
We walked you into that.
Let's say it's $10,000. Instead of a $10 bill, it's a $10,000 bill.
That makes... You guys would do it for $10,000, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a lot of semen. I think I could rise to the challenge for that.
To donate? Yeah, I would do that.
Now, what is being asked here? That we put in our dicks through holes for glory hole?
And you don't know who's touching it or what's going on. Could be Elmo. Could be
you.
I could throw up CDs. I could throw up three different kinds of semen. You don't know what's going to happen.
You could throw up CDs?
Oh, I'm sorry. But, trading cards.
Trading cards?
Yeah. I don't know because I blacked out. I don't even know what happened.
I was just trying to find out in this hypothetical.
Who had the most valuable?
Semen.
Oh, yes. Right.
What you appreciate in life, what qualities you look for in your offspring.
Is remember that I'm 7-time Mr. Olympia, that they have incredible box office success, a 2-time governor.
You know, I would take the muscle and the musculature of Schwarzenegger. I would take the intelligence of Denzel. And I would take the compassion and the forgiveness of Matt.
That helps. Yeah, that makes me feel good.
See, this is
he's actually tearing up in here. I'm impressed.
Give I feel like we're building a bridge.
Give me a hug.
There's a hug.
I think those guys saved the show.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. They repaired
together.
The rift.
Yeah.
It was like a huge distance up until that show.
And now we're back together.
Yeah, the Arnold and also they're both such great dead-on impersonations. And I just love being sort of mean and ignorant of Arnold's IMDb page.
Yeah, like, you hadn't seen any of his movies.
I hadn't seen any of his movies. And just loving on Denzel, because he's so cool and suave. I just love that dynamic. That was a really fun episode. And those guys are such
They're good at improvising great improvisers. In those characters. You know what I mean? Like making moves that those characters would move.
And as dumb as it may seem, like we really don't know where this stuff's going. And that was one that was just really fun and it could go anywhere. And thank you, Ryan and Dane. And also congratulations on making Greatest Hits Volume 2.
They get a bottle of wine, right, in a gift basket?
They're going to get a Ditka wine from your production company.
Okay, great.
This next one that made the Greatest Hits Volume 2, friend of the pod, Wes Martinez. Wes was a real baseball player in real life, and we had him go on a journey to kind of give him a shot at a minor league team only to realize that bittersweet moment of like, I'm not going to make the big game. So this is Wes Martinez somewhere in Lancaster, California at a minor league game, and it was really funny. I played the coach.
All right, you bunch of jackasses, get out of here and hit me. Hey. Outfield.
Hey, Mr. Steve?
Can you not stand on the field?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I set off the field.
Okay, I'll step behind this fence.
Yeah.
Steve, you're...
Warm him up, Mike.
You remember the time you were at the home run batting cages?
What?
I'm Luis. Remember?
I don't know who you are.
I bought you a beer.
I hope I was nice. I honestly, kid, I don't know what you're doing out here.
Look,
I came tonight warming up.
I drove 90 miles with my. I've been oiling my first base mitt for the last 3 weeks.
I am first baseman.
Yes.
I don't know what you're doing here. We had our roster tryouts last April, and this is my roster for the next 6 months.
Oh man.
Are you kidding me?
You
think you can come to a minor league ballpark and play?
I mean, you said I was good enough and that if you ever needed a first baseman that you would call, that you would consider me.
You're a nice kid. I have 100 conversations. How old are you?
33. I'm not.
Have you ever played baseball?
I have played baseball. I played at Arizona State. Remember I told you that I played with
you can stop with the remember stuff. I don't remember our encounter.
Have you heard of Andre Ethier?
Yeah, I know Ethier. He's a great player.
We played at the same team.
You were on the same college team as Andre Ethier?
Technically, yes. He graduated a couple years before me.
Oh, he came through the program. That's not right. Playing on the same team.
Well, it was the Sun Devils, and technically...
If I step on the field, does that make me a player? I mean, proximity doesn't mean you're a teammate. Your legacy of the same program.
That's a
good. Did you have a full ride there?
I had a partial scholarship.
Partial scholarship.
Yeah, they.
So you did? Did you crack the starting lineup?
I did for the first year, and then they put me in redshirt, and then the third year I went really hard in my scrimmage, and I hurt my shoulder, and I'm hoping that this time I can redeem myself and become the player that I was meant to be.
Look, kid, you seem like a nice kid, but we have insurance liabilities. I literally can't have you on the field or I'll get sued.
Steve, I would appreciate it if you stopped calling me a kid. I'm an adult.
I'm 64. How old are you?
33.
You're a kid. All right? Okay. I've been in and out of this goddamn league for a long time. You're still a kid.
Look, have you ever thought about, hey, maybe I can coach a major league team? Have you ever fantasized about that?
I was in the show for 3 games in Seattle.
Give me that opportunity.
I can't. My hands are tied. The old man owns the team. I do what they tell me. I'm trying to get guys that they drafted up to snuff so they can bump them upstairs and play in the big show.
Okay, look, Steve, I'm going to...
And I got a roster to make. Get the outfielders warmed up. I got outfielders to warm up.
Do you need someone to help warm up the...
No, I got a kid. I got bat boys. I got a whole bench that wants it, dying to get on the field. I really can't help you. I'm a little sad that you drove up. Without, you should have emailed me or something.
I did email you. I emailed you 4 times, and
I never saw an email. You calling me a liar?
I am not calling you a liar.
I never saw your email.
Okay. In any case, I'm here today, and let me ask you a question.
I can't help you. Put the bats in a bag. If we don't have a bag, find something else.
Okay. Look,
we gotta ship them to the next town. We're playing up,
Steve.
Oakland. They gotta get to Oakland by tomorrow.
I got
all these goddamn extra bats.
Great. Listen, I happen to work at a box store, the Van Nuys box store.
What the hell is a box store? You mean like a UPS store?
Similar, only better.
A FedEx, Kinko's.
Similar, only better. You get to buy
how's
boxes.
How's it better? FedEx Kinko's does everything in one stop.
But do you get the box that you truly desired?
No, they have like 4 standard sizes.
Exactly.
Maybe a jumbo if you're lucky.
We have over 1,500 different sizes. And let me tell you, I have shipped a lot of baseball bats in my day. And I'll be damned if I'm not going to ship these baseball bats today.
You're telling me there's a box that it's existing right now in your store that could actually hold... What do we got? I gotta get 60 bats, new ones, up to Oakland. Just came out of Louisville.
I'll tell you what. I'll do you one better. I have 60 boxes in my
ship
van
them individually?
Right now. Correct.
60 individual boxes.
Yes, because here's the deal. They're gonna go in different trucks. They're probably going to go in different trucks. If a truck flips over and you get to Oakland, how are you going to hit if the bats are in the same truck?
Well, that's a good point. These guys are very sentimental about their personal
exactly.
bats.
Exactly. You reduce the chances of actually losing.
The postage is going to be crazy for 60 parcels versus, 5 or 10?
You know, nothing can replace the amount of love that a man has for their baseball bat. And take a look at my bat. I've been batting with this one since the day that I met you.
Again, I don't remember that.
I called it Steve.
You named your bat after me?
Yes.
Well, it's a nice bat. Is that legal?
It's a 33.
No cork.
No cork. No cork at all.
No pine tar up there.
Nothing like that. I mean, it's as straight as it can be as far as professional goes. If I had to say, if I ever said, hey, what would be the comparison of this great coach, Steve, it would be this bat. Take a look at it.
That's a nice bat. Look, I'll be right there. I got a lineup shift. Look, kid, I don't have a lot of time. If you really got 60 boxes, I'll tell you what. I got a budget to ship 10 parcels of bats up to Oakland, if you can give me 60 boxes for that.
I got them. I will get them for you right now. Do you want a box for the 60 boxes?
What the hell is that? You want me to buy a box for my 60 boxes? Why would I do that?
Well, how are you going to carry 60 boxes?
I do got to get them to the hotel.
Correct.
Is it going to fit 60 bat boxes?
It will fit 60 boxes, and then once it gets there, you could just bring back the big box if you can't get rid of it, and I'll buy it for 20% of the price that you paid for.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
You know what? All right, I'll get your 60 boxes, and you know, you're not on the team, but you back off, Ronnie. You can go ahead and hit Go ahead, hit five pitches.
Say, coach.
You're not on the team, though, but you're doing me a solid by getting my bats.
Thank you. Listen, can you, I dropped my baseball over there. Can you toss it over to me?
Sure.
Ugh. You hit it over the fence.
I want you to take it from a guy who's hucking it about 80 miles an hour. That's bullshit. I got five grandkids who can do what you just did.
I say, okay.
You want me to remember you?
Sure.
After this, you're going to get me my boxes, right?
Yes.
Go out there and swing at five pitches.
Great. Watch me.
Give him the real stuff.
Oh.
That's one.
Okay. That looked like a ball.
Yeah, well, throw him a strike. That's four more left. That's two. What kind of pitch do you like?
A nice fastball? Somewhere between 75 and 80.
Give him a fastball. Don't top it out after 80.
Oh, foul ball.
That's three. Hurry up, kid. Four.
Give me one sec. I have to step out of the box.
That's five. That's it, kid. Go get my boxes.
So good. I love Wes. He's very subtle and understated, which I'm such a big fan of. And he really drew on his real baseball experience. He did play college ball in Arizona and had like, whatever, 283 or 363 batting average, like was never going to make it.
There's a big difference between 283 and 363.
I don't know. I don't think it matters, but
okay.
It was an irrelevant number, basically. Not good enough. Whatever that number is, that's not good enough, but still good.
283.
All right, let's go 283. But yeah, thank you, Wes, and really funny to go on the UCB podcast, UCB Sports and Leisure Journey.
You made the cut.
You made the cut. Congratulations. You'll be getting a Ditka bottle of wine, maybe, from Scott. Our next guest who made the big hits list,
Johnny Gabris,
who plays Johnny Pastimes. He's a memorabilia expert and kind of a dirtbag who lives in Vegas. And this time, Johnny had been tasked with seducing countries to invest in L.A., to get the Olympics to come here, so he's whining
Olympics
and dining.
Always make us laugh. The Olympics make us laugh because there's so much politics about it.
Yeah, and he's the perfect guy, Wheeler Dealer, to be in the middle of that. And this, I think, is the last segment where his partying with foreign emissaries ends up in the Venice canals, and you and him are in the water looking for a gun or something like that. So let's give a listen to Johnny Pastimes, played by Johnny Gabris.
There's a gun right here. It looks like, is this a prop from 88 millimeter?
No, that's an actual gun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's yours.
Yeah, that's mine. Oh, I'm sorry.
In the boat. That'd be weird if somebody came across a guy in a boat with a gun.
That. Jesus Christ.
I didn't mean to fire
Luckily,
it.
Luckily, there was a silencer on it.
Okay. Can you throw that away from yourself?
Okay, here
don't
we go.
Hold
watch
it.
Out, watch out.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Right into the canal.
Sorry. All right, what's this one?
Hold on. I'll go be right ahead. Back. Let me grab it.
Oh, you going in?
I don't know.
Oh, you're a diver. Let's see some diving, Johnny. Whoa. He's been under a long time.
He's been under
Scott.
A long time, should we?
I see bubbles. That's a good sign. That means he's
I'm
still...
going in. I'm going in.
Don't go in.
Hold my shoes.
All right.
And my iPhone. Take my iPhone.
I got it. Scott. Oh, fuck.
Where's the other guy?
He's under. Go get him. He just went under. He's got no shoes on. He's the only guy in the water.
Let me catch my breath.
Hurry up. God, please don't. Please don't.
I don't see him.
He's right there. Whoa, shit. Johnny! He's right under
you. I'm going to go back down and look again.
Oh, fuck me. Don't go down, anyone. He's right next to you. Don't go down, though.
You got
to
come in here.
Don't go down.
You
got
to get in here.
No, I'm not.
Where is he?
He's literally went under when you came up.
All right, I'll find him.
No, don't.
I'm really worried. He's
Scott.
I do not see. It's really dark down there.
Please get out of the water. Please, get out of the water.
I'm going to go one more time.
Wait for him on land. This is never going to end.
I found my gun.
Get on land.
Right.
Get on land.
Okay.
And he'll come up in a minute.
Scott, get on land.
I found a gun.
Holy. Oh, that's not his.
Oh, wait. That is my gun. This isn't my gun.
All right. Throw it back in.
Well, I'll take my gun. Do you want this gun?
Oh, sorry. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Scott.
Never mind. This gun has been shot. I've never seen a gun get shot by a gun. I'm sure the conservatives would have a field day with gun on
what are
gun
the
crime.
Odds? Yeah. That's a hell of a shot.
And I found some snake boots. From Nicolas Cage's movie.
Yeah, the snake boots he wears in the David Lynch movie, Wild at Heart. Yeah. Oh, shit.
So you must have got drunk and thrown him overboard last night.
Yeah, you know, I remember now I had a flashback to the White Scorpions thing and just threw the boots in the water, not realizing they were different. Yeah, they weren't my backyard boots. you know, everyone has cowboy boots in their backyard. These were cages, snake boots.
That is good. So were you guys like doing a shot at every locale?
Yeah,
like,
we were.
Was it just like a booze cruise or coke one of, cruise?
There was eight balls flowing. Whatever people wanted. A lot of people were drinking on the van rides or in the caravan or on in their lift or whatever, however they were getting there. People were, it was just a feel. It was a good old-fashioned crawl, a celebrity house crawl.
Sounds like a riot.
It was.
A traveling riot.
It was a blast until fucking Monaco and Morocco started fucking with me. They switched shirts. I had wear shirts that said
they don't like you.
That were just the colors of their flags, which didn't help me actually because I didn't memorize the flag.
Yeah, you just need the word. Or
yeah,
something.
I wish it would just straight up just
three letters of the
Yeah, the exactly. But then I had them. They fucking switched shirts on me and were fucking with me.
Oh, so they got along in the end.
Yeah, you know what? The unifying thing for them was their hatred of me.
What's this one? Be Badu Girls 2 Ep. What does that stop?
Oh, we watched the second episode of Girls at Erica Badu's house.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they get a kick out of that?
There was a lot of confusion. I think Girls...
Some people didn't know the show?
No, they didn't know the show. They all knew Badu, of course. Yeah, but when they sat down to watch the show, they were kind of confused. They were like...
Or why not show them episode one?
Well, I already seen one, so I'm not going to see.
Oh, you were just catching up, so you didn't fall behind.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Like, I thought,
that's
a
waste of time.
You got to get a little something done for yourself there. So,
and what about this? Says, visit the place of Ryan Gosling's death at the observatory.
So,
because
I
is it true that Ryan Gosling?
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
We would have heard that. Okay. I mean, God forbid.
You
no.
would have, because he was supposed to die last night, according to the premonition.
I don't even know what that means. You had a premonition Ryan Gosling was going to die, so you took the group up there to witness a murder?
I thought for sure. I don't know if he was going to murder, or is going to be natural
just
causes, if
away.
He was going to be suicide. I wasn't sure. We got up there, and, well, would you fucking believe it? A dude killed himself at the top of the Griffith Observatory. The reason you didn't hear about it was because it wasn't Ryan Gosling. It was Gosling's stunt double from the other, what was it?
From Drive?
From Drive. It was his Drive stunt double, the driver guy, the guy who did all
that. Poor bastard.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I want to give myself credit here where it's due. I was very close with my premonition.
That was the exact day.
It was the right day, right place, right time.
A similar look. That's still a tragedy, though. That poor man.
It was awful to watch. And after it happened, what was my end game bringing these people here? If it was Gosling who was to die here, why would Monaco, Morocco, Ireland, and the Taiwanese tourist lady from LACMA, why would they enjoy this?
I guess you assume they like dead celebrity stories. They like the Whitney Houston Hotel.
They love
the
Whitney Houston thing.
The Viper Room. River.
They all took pictures next to your rose.
Oh,
last
that's
night.
Cool.
Yeah, that's where we kind of ended up at the Viper Room at the end of the night.
Classic Gabrus. He's so funny.
That guy can literally be funny forever. Like, we only have an hour, but he could just go forever. We could improvise for 10 hours.
Yeah. He's a force, and he's so good at playing the dirtbag. You might remember the episode where he was getting people to steal semen from Joe Namath and then getting the vial signed. And keeping with that, he ended up at the center of the Olympic Committee serenading and getting people drunk.
He was a collector, just to clarify.
Yeah, sure.
That's what he wanted the semen for, just to collect it.
Yeah. And then this one ending up where you guys are jumping in and out of the water looking for a gun after he had gotten shit-faced on golf carts. It's almost predictable when you get Gabrus on the show, quite frankly. It's going to go that insane. But thank you, John. You're so funny, and we love having you on the show. And he's from High and Mighty, so a lot of our listeners might already know that or check out that podcast. He's super funny on that.
And he's someone I met doing this podcast, and it was great to meet him and become friends because he was so great. And it was, you know,
he's a real talent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
He's the best. This next one is a dear friend of mine, and as well as Scott's, is Horatio Sanz made the greatest hits. I think he's probably made it every year.
He's probably biting his nails because we're getting toward the end here. He probably didn't know if he was on it or not.
Yeah.
He's probably worried.
He's probably listening right now.
Yeah.
Of course he is. And Horatio goes way back with me and Scott too, and he is so funny.
But he was in the first Upright Citizens Brigade Herald team, right? In the 90s?
We can talk about that afterwards, but let's give a listen to Horatio. He also has a podcast, Horatio, but Horatio Sanz, as Scott and I visited the Horatio podcast. So this is a crossover episode. We were shamelessly marketing it, and I think we got like eight more listens. So listen to this one, Horatio Sanz and others.
And we are back with the Hooray Show. Sitting across the table, as always, is Chad Kruger. Hey, Chad.
How you doing, guys?
And sitting over on the other side of me, to my left, is Joe Nunez.
Nooney.
I'm upstairs doing laundry.
All right. That's one of his bits he's doing. I'm upstairs doing laundry. His new character he's working on.
Nooney.
This is like an incredible studio. I thought it was just going to be like a small little podcast room, but this is awesome.
No, we took over the WB studios. This used to be WB, and now we do it out of this place. Welcome, Sky. I know you've never been here.
Matt, how come we don't have a ping pong table? We don't have skylights. We don't have foosball. We don't have like floor hockey over here. This is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, open bar.
Scott's never.
Before it was a WB, it was a plate against sports.
So Horatio.
Oh, yeah?
And they left some of the stuff here. Yeah.
Man.
Horatio. So Scott's never listened to your show. How would you summarize your show to him if he's someone who's going to like listen?
How it's like an orgasm in your ear.
Ooh. It's like an audio orgasm. Yeah.
Yeah, eargasm, I call it.
Oh, eargasm. That's a great call.
With a touch of psychedelia.
Yeah, Chad.
Yeah.
Chad is a pilot.
Chad is almost a pilot. Did you know that?
Because he got so many hours flying?
Yeah, he's flying.
Yeah, I'll be
right
able to
now.
Fly you guys to Vegas some point, and we'll come back for the weekend.
That's great.
That would be great. I'm very proud of you, Chad, for getting your license.
Well, you know, now I've got 9 lives. This is probably one of my last ones. I'm going to use it to fly people to Vegas.
I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you, guys.
I'm very proud of you. That's a big accomplishment.
Is it normal for a pilot to wear his uniform every day, even when you're not on the plane?
Well, I'm a proud student pilot, so that's where I'm at right now.
I can read the patch. It says right there.
Yeah.
So is everything in here soundproof? Like, can you play ping pong and not hear it in the studio?
It's a huge... We almost, like, pay too much.
Yeah.
We pay about $70,000 a month in rent.
That's a lot. That's a big nut to chase every month.
It's tax deductible. A lot of it's tax deductible.
Yeah, I guess your corporation.
But even if it's deductible, you still got to pay it out.
I know. I still have to make like.
Can I ask you
$8 million a year.
How often you're using the actual studios? Like
once, like 24/7? Twice a month. Twice a month. But Chad uses it all the time.
What is Chad doing there?
Are you still selling
the
sporting
goods? Floating away. Thank you.
Hey guys, you want any Diet Pepsis?
Joe!
Yeah!
Come down here, brother!
Hold on, man.
Nooney, come down.
I got some Portillo's.
Dude, is that a kid with Nunez?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Nunez's kid.
Well.
Hey.
With Valentina.
Hey, Dad, is it cool if I have some more Diet Pepsi?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks,
but,
Dad.
You know, I think you should have the Diet Pepsi with no caffeine this time.
But, Dad, please, can I please have just some more normal Pepsi? Gosh, it's like you don't ever want me to be normal, Dad!
She's a nice kid. What's her name?
Felicia.
Felicia?
Oh, that's a beautiful name. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, it means happy.
Bye, Felicia.
No!
Joe, what are you doing?
On,
okay, fine. I'm going to go play Dungeons & Dragons.
I won one Diet Pepsi. That's
okay, thanks, Dad.
Wow. He's kind of mean.
Bring some for
business.
The rest of the guys, would you?
Don't judge,
man. You're right. Thank you, Horatio.
Everyone has their own way of parenting.
This is your studio. I follow your lead, please. You know, congratulations, Joe. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, I've been wanting to have kids for a while. I see how happy you are, and Scott, and...
But she's older, sort of.
Who? Right?
The kid. How old is that kid?
Felicia.
17.
No.
Yeah.
How old is Felicia?
How old are you, Felicia?
How old
are
you,
Felicia?
I'm
sorry, I was still listening from the door. I'm 32, Dad. When are you going to respect how old I am, okay?
Oh, my God. 32?
To me, you'll always be 17, baby girl.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Wait, Felicia, I think you have a confession to make.
Yeah, you're right.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
35.
I'm 35 years old.
35 years old.
Nunez, you were like 16.
I was like 8.
You're like, no way.
I was pretty young. You know, Latin men are very virile.
At a young age.
At a very young age.
It's kind of racist.
What?
It is racist.
I know what he was going to say.
Virile.
Not if I say it. No.
I can't get anyone pregnant.
You can say racist things. But
Mexican boys are mature much faster sexually.
Scott, do you agree with that?
If I said all Irish people are alcoholics, that makes me ignorant. I don't believe that.
But you are an alcoholic, so you can say it.
I'm a functioning, high functioning alcoholic.
That's true.
There's a difference.
A few tall boys isn't really a true alcoholic.
Dad? I mean,
yeah.
Can you please give me a ride to the movies? I want to hang out with my friends.
What are you going to see, Felicia?
I'm going to go see, like, a revival of B movie, okay?
Can a B movie.
Can I ask you the your Seinfeld. Favorite birthday that Joe threw for you as a kid? You're 35?
I'm 35.
Yeah, so
we both know this is which one it was.
Okay.
16?
No, 15.
Yeah.
The snowmobile.
Oh, the quinceañera.
Quinceañera.
Oh.
It was pretty great.
Felicia.
Felicia, you threw her quinceañera?
I've thrown her twice.
Yeah. Oh.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't really remember the first one super good, so we did another one.
She had a white 18 also.
What did you say?
She had a white 18, but
oh, I don't know what a white 18 is.
Does that it's mean like
it's
that
when
she
a white
lost
girl
her virginity?
Becomes 18?
Yeah,
she has a party.
Oh, that's just the color they give it.
Like no, that's the if the mother's white and the father's Mexican, they'll have a quinceañera and also a white 18, which is a party celebrating her whiteness as well.
For real?
Oh, the other half.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Remember that one,
yeah.
baby?
Yeah, it was great. We watched Miss Congeniality 3 times.
Yeah.
And probably beaches, stuff like that.
Yep.
Sure.
I couldn't help but notice, like, she's just wearing the same overalls every day, and her feet are really dirty. It's just a little weird to have a 35-year-old daughter run around with dirty feet.
She doesn't like to wear socks or shoes, and it's kind of a tradition in my family. You know, we don't, where I come from, we don't need them.
Yeah,
natural.
Look at the bottom of my feet.
Have you ever been to the Rustic?
The Rustic.
Has Dad ever brought you to the Rustic Tavern?
Yeah, I work there
Rustic
sometimes.
Inn.
The Rustic Inn. Excuse
I work
me.
There sometimes.
You there, yeah.
Oh, you work there.
Yeah,
oh.
I bounce.
That's
keep people out, keep people in.
That's how I met her mother.
Yeah.
You? Oh, yeah. Her mother worked there.
Yeah. No, her mother was drinking there.
Oh, you met her mom at the Rustic.
I've had to kick my mom out a lot of times.
You Rustic.
Oh, she still goes.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, that's brutal. That's
okay.
brutal.
It's kind of funny.
That's like an old Western.
That I want to have a son so he can hang out at Rustic and maybe he can hang out with her. You know?
You better do it quick.
Yeah.
She's already 35, so.
There's going to be a big age gap.
Yeah, I
know.
Baby before
I know, but that's always been our dream as bros, has been like, let's have our kids hang out, you know?
Yeah, so you should have one now so that my daughter can have one and my grandchild and your child could hang out.
That'd be cool, too.
Or you could have a baby That'd with cool her, too. And then she could hang out with her daughter.
Raj?
Are you going to tell them, Horatio? Oh. Are you going to tell them about it?
Holy shit.
Yes, I am going to tell them about it.
Holy shit.
Wait a minute.
Matt, Scott,
selfishly,
you guys are here
this
for...
this is great radio.
That's
Wait,
true.
So
a crossover.
Good.
You're here for a crossover.
It's
I know,
terrible
a crossover.
For all these relationships, but this is good radio.
I want to know if it's okay that I've been having sex with your daughter.
Wait a minute.
Don't worry, Dad. It was never before my white 18.
It seems like they're pretty cavalier about the relationship. I don't...
We're mature adults in a loving relationship.
Yeah, she's a mature adult. They're having sex. I don't think it's anything serious for you to worry about, Joe.
Can we get this discussion over with so that you can drive me to my friends to watch
a
B-movie?
She's a who lives with you, so it is weird.
Can I admit something to you guys, all of you, right here before you? The
don't
Horatio.
Don't do it, Joe. Don't do it, Joe.
UCB SNL.
Don't do it, Joe.
Crossover show.
Yeah.
The reason I had a daughter was so that you could marry her.
Oh, Daddy!
What?
Oh, Daddy!
The hell, Joe?
That's right, man.
That's weird.
This is the best news I could have
Hold on a minute.
You guys
weird.
Have
That's
my
weird.
Blessing. You guys have my blessing. Please.
You son of a bitch.
I want you to be my son.
You son of a
I've always wanted...
Why is Yo. Everyone mad? This is the best outcome possible.
Felicia! You done Daddy proud. Hey, little sister, what
have you done? I love the crossover episode. I got so excited. We're going to do one every year. We're going to do a crossover episode every year. I love stepping inside another world. I've always loved that as a kid when sitcoms visited each other. Said, you know, we've talked. Anosh did a great job cross-promoting it. And Chad Kruger edited that episode. And I love Chad's.
I love a little different take on what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's so good and he adds so much. And I'm a huge Horatio fan, so it was really.
And we were reunited with Joe fandom. Nunez.
Well, Joe Nunez.
From Bear Down Podcast.
Was an old school Bear Down anchor. He did the news desk for us and stuff like that.
And
he
and
would
all the commercials.
Came in hungover a lot and wore sunglasses. Classic Joe. But he was so funny and he did a great impression of Chad Kruger. So thank you, Horatio. And thank you, Joe Nunez.
And Ann Lane.
Oh, Ann Lane. She was in the washing machine scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really silly fun. Well, thank you so much, everybody. That is the end of Best of Volume 2 for Greatest Hits, UCB Sports and Leisure. Personally, I want to thank you, Scott. You had a great year. You had an MVP year, I think.
I think the two of us really tied for first in the MVP voting.
I think so. And Cody Sigg got number one on the tech side. Thank you, Sigg. Great year.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Scotty. And you know what we should do since it was such a good year? We should leave them
put on these hats?
I'll put a hat on.
Okay. This is New Year's Eve hat. Says New Year's, Happy New Year.
I have a Moosehead beer hat. So this last tease we're going to give them, and thanks again for listening, is one of our favorite guys, Jim Underground plays Fireman Pete. He appeared in an episode with Drew Tarver, who's the shifty doctor from Greatest Hits 1.
And Brad Morris.
And Brad Morris.
Who's playing Mikhail Prokhorov.
Mikhail Prokhorov, who's a shady Russian billionaire, as you all know. And this was at the Russian safe house that had been shut down by the feds, and suddenly it burned down mysteriously, and there was a dead animal in the middle of it. This mysterious manatee was found.
Because, and it's all tied back to the election somehow.
Sure. It's satire. I think we really explained last year, which was a crazy year. Crazy year. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Sig. Thank you, Anosh McAdam. You're awesome. Your social media stuff, so valuable. And keep listening. We're going to come on strong in 2018.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Peace.
Talk about your Russian compound being burned to the ground.
Well, it was not my compound, but it was a compound for the Russian government that was also in collaboration with the United States. And this was a very terrible tragedy that happened here.
And I'm very sorry.
Hey, Troy.
You weren't hurt. Oh, Troy.
Oh.
Hey. I didn't expect to see you out here.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Troy. I did not see you here either.
Yeah, sorry. I've been chilling here for a little bit.
Chilling? Where? In the dirt?
Well,
just
yeah.
On the woods or what?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I was just hanging out here in the dirt for a little bit because I was supposed to be here for 2 weeks, but it burned down 4 days in, so I've just been...
That's a real... But nobody got hurt, right? I mean, you guys are okay. Did you get burned?
So far, they have not found anyone that was killed in here.
Yeah. So we don't know.
Why would you say it like that?
There were 15 people here. We so far have lived. But I think there might be more survivors.
So you're saying there's 13 people missing?
Yes.
But
we don't know.
But no one's been found.
No one has been discovered.
Nobody, no crime.
And so far, everything was burnt so much that you can't find any evidence of anything.
Yeah.
Oh, it was and a clean burn.
Yeah, they didn't have any secrets.
Holy shit. Scotty, look over there. Look who that is. Pete!
What is that? Fire?
Pete!
What the hell are you doing here?
We're interviewing Congressman Troy and Mikhail Prokhorov for UCB Sports and Leisure.
Oh, yeah, I'm
what
here.
What are you doing here?
That was my medevac that just landed out there.
Oh, you got a medevac from the Chicago Fire Department?
Oh, yeah, I don't drive no more. It takes too long.
You didn't operate it, did you? Were you just in it?
No, I got a guy who drives
Good. Well, then I don't mind if you're drunk.
Yeah, well.
I also don't mind if you're drunk. If you're investigating this, then please...
Well, I've already been down. There's this room down there. Nobody apparently has seen it yet. But,
what's in there?
All kinds of stuff. There's this big animal down there.
Oh, like an elephant or something?
No, it's like a fat porpoise.
Like a manatee?
Like a manatee in a tank?
That's it.
A manatee. Was it alive?
It ain't now. It's burnt up.
Oh.
Yeah. He's down there. I've never seen one burnt before. You
what?
Know,
Troy, Mikhail, what does that mean? What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
Crazy.
It looks like a big poop steak down there. It's gigantic.
And did you taste it?
Why would he eat a burned animal?
You can eat. They're sea cows.
Yeah, why would
they're,
you not?
It's not the,
why
the,
would you eat a burned animal?
All right, I take that back.
Every fast food franchise is a burned
wild
animal.
I don't know. A rare and endangered
first
animal?
First of all, I'm blown away. I'm surprised. I'm terribly upset and devastated. And this is a tragedy about this thing. That what is it called again? A manatee? This is the worst.
This is devastating.
Well, excuse me for one quick moment. Oh, my goodness. Troy, can
he's
you believe
overacting.
This?
He's
Troy,
overacting.
Can you believe this?
What
about?
The heck? I can't believe this at all. Pete, this is crazy.
Pete, do you assign criminal responsibility when you do these investigations, or do you just, like, steal DVDs?
Oh, I got lots of cop friends, and I haven't taken anything off of this scene yet. By the way, don't touch anything down there.
I won't.
Pete, what is your Venmo?
my whoop.
Hold on. Let him do his job.
What's your Venmo, Pete?
This is not about his job.
Venmo.
Troy?
I don't know what Venmo is.
Venmo is an account on your phone where people can forward you cash.
What's your PayPal, Pete?
PayPal.
No, I got like 3-4 jobs. I don't need any money.
You
I'm
got
here,
a Wells Fargo app, Pete? You have the Wells Fargo app?
If you were to receive money, how can you receive it? To do with your phone.
In my hand, but I don't need nothing. Right
Let me show
now.
You how to do these apps.
Matt, I just treason. Came. I came back. I was just over there.
Yeah.
There's a dead body over there.
It's a manatee.
No. There's the woman that we saw. That
are you sure it's not the manatee? Another dead body.
Did they dress the manatee up in like a female like a white skirt? And
I'm sure that it was this manatee.
All right, well, let's go over there. Oh my God! Holy shit! I've never seen a dead body. Pete, is that a dead body?
Look at her face.
That looks like a woman. I've seen women look like manatees, but that's a woman. That's definitely a woman there.
Oh, yeah, they women can get pretty big. They can.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Anyone can get big. Anyone can get big. Anyone can get big.
Come on.
Yes, but specifically women can become misshapen and the head can get small and the middle is bigger, almost like a large duty. By the way, just keep in mind, this is not U.S. Soil.
No.
Is that true, Pete? Is this diplomatically immune to prosecution or whatever?
Not after it burnt down. The rules change when it burns. Yeah, we can go in there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This drunk cop from Chicago's...
I'm a fireman. I ain't no cop.
He's actually a fire marshal.
This is America. Drunk fireman. This is America. We love this. This is one of our constituents.
I love this guy. Please tell me, what is your banking app?
Yes.
I don't know who this Polak is, but...
He's Russian. He owns the New Jersey Brooklyn Nets.
All right. Well, we can go in there. I can tell you this. And if there's any confusion about which is the manatee and which is the woman, the manatee has the toe tag on it. Red.
All right. Let's everyone calm down for a second, okay? Let's just take
a
step back.
He's trying to bribe me.
Let's just take a step.
Who in this day and age has no app on their phone to do banking?
Come on. Somebody here has to have an easy way to transfer some money.
This is good for you, Mikhail, because the problem with a lot of tycoons like yourself is they never bump up against anything. And he's sort of incorruptible.
Excuse me, I'm just finishing one text message and then give me one. Okay, so, yeah, you were saying something, but also, fire person, Peter, if there's suddenly something in the sky that falls, that is near here, some kind of titanium box in... Please, you will open it. Only you, no one else, and only you can take the contents of this box.
Wait, what? Watch out, Matt.
Oh, no. What's this now?
Is that a drone?
What is it?
It looks like a box. It's some metal. Look out. Whoa!
No! Ah, there. Just as I was saying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a weird coincidence.
I have a code in my head.
I wouldn't open that, Pete.
729, if that is the code, try that one, and if it's in there, then you take what's
here
in
you
there.
Here you go,
Pete. 729.
I'm sorry, I read this wrong. 7288.
Well, 9 worked, I got news for you.
Okay, go with 9.
Matt, it's full of money.
What?
What a surprise.
$100 bills.
What
the What would you estimate the value of the contents of that box, Pete?
I've seen boxes of money before, and that's about $87,500 in there.
$122,000.
All right, that was close.
Not that close. I mean, you wouldn't win a carnival prize with that guess, but pretty close.
So
my goodness, what is happening? Why? Who did that?
Yeah, well,
like I said, if it were to happen, you take it. I can't think of anyone else that should take this money right now.
Yeah, nobody else. Take it, Pete.
I can't take this money. I could donate it to somebody I know, maybe.
Yeah, donate it to a friend that is the corporation's under your name, and it'll come right back to you.
Thank you, but no thank you.
What about food? Is there a food that you love that you would wish you could eat every day of your life? And
it sounds like you want him to forget that he saw a burned manatee and a burned server. Is that ultimately what you... Because you've already revealed yourself, your intentions.
No.
Troy, is this going to ruin your Senate run?
Absolutely not. No. All right. It's... Before I know it, somebody's going to accuse me of peeing on a bunch of prostitutes, and that's
hold on,
just,
Matt. What's this?
What'd you find, Scotty?
A little baggie with like a little. What is this mic? What is this microphone? What does this look like?
Pete, is that, computer
like
chips?
You're talking about the thing right next to the air supply DVD?
Yeah.
That looks like a little bitty film. Like maybe
why would
the State Department
save a DVD of air supply?
Well, I did find the
no,
few
I know you found
scattered
it. I'm just
items.
Saying that you guys must have owned that.
Oh, it's burnt. It's melted.
No, I know. You can keep it. I'm just saying yeah. You guys
is that what you want? You can have that.
Yeah, any
this
DVD
is what
you
you're
want.
Asking, Matt? This
no,
is that, you're worried about the DVD? This
no
microfilm here.
Questions asked.
Hey, listen, this stuff is already mine. Anything that's already at least partially burnt at a fire becomes the property of the fire department. That's a written law, practically in the Constitution. So all these DVDs, the carpenters I've seen over here, Herman's Hermits, all these are now mine.
So if you found like a computer hard drive that had information that compromises them, you would be able to claim that as your own?
I would claim it and...
Phone chips or any kind of like...
I would say to do that. Claim it as yours.
Already tagged and categorized and on the way to the State Department.
Mm-hmm. What?
A few items.
Hold the... Can you give us a moment?
One sure. Moment. You can take your microphones off if you want.
Okay.
Do
we have to look up in the
here,
sky?
Here, switch
again?
Microphones with me.
Yeah, okay. Good idea. Switch these two mics and then they won't be able to hear us. What are we going to do now? This is a worst case scenario, as they say.
Maybe we just don't deny it. I think I can suggest we'll go with this.
If you can stall him out for like 5-10 minutes, I think I can get him picked off by a sniper.
Really? All right. I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna get too close, but I'm gonna stall him.
Okay.
Okay. Hey. Hey.
Congressman Troy?
Yeah,
what you, everything you, okay?
Yeah, what have you guys seen the backside of the house over here?
Hey, sounds Vlad, like it's Mikhail. I need to call in a favor. Yeah, I have a situation here at the apple orchard.
I think we got to get some cops over here.
Why? What are you sniffing
out? Because I don't know. I seen some fresh stitches on the manatee, like they might have stuffed something into it.
Oh, they hid their shit in
could
there.
Be. No, Pete, yeah, you were be. Telling me you were suicidal, right?
What?
You told me earlier. You guys.
I was here
that.
The whole time. I didn't hear
yes,
that, Troy.
That's right.
No,
at the
we heard it.
Congressman Troy, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Table for one. We want to sit at the counter. He wants to sit at the counter. Table for one at the apple orchard. He's wearing it. He's wearing like a Chicago fire outfit. Okay, bye.
I've always wanted to try on that fire suit. I've always like wanted to wear something like a beaten uniform. You know what I mean? Like, will you just take a picture of me in this?
Sure,
like,
that's fun
wife?
For the show.
Yeah,
that's a fun picture for the show.
Yeah, put it on the website.
Yeah. Right. You mind?
No, take it here.
Okay. Put the hat on, Scotty.
This shit's perfect.
Hey, what's going on here? Hey, Troy, come on.
Yes, what?
What's going on?
I tried to get him into the open space.
Yeah, but the wrong guy's got the thing on now. And
isn't that funny? Doesn't Scott look like a fireman, you guys?
Take a picture when I jump in the air. I'll be like,
oh, yeah, those are
trying
great.
Trying to reach you like a high fire.
One, two, jump. Do it again. One, two, jump.
Oh!
Did you hurt your ankle?
Oh, not good.
Did you hurt your ankle?
Not good.
Did he land wrong? Scott, just breathe. What happened?
Someone fucking shot me.
I think he
shot himself.
Not a great shot, and in this case, that's a good thing.
Oh. Holy shit, right in the shoulder.
Him. He shot himself.
Apply some pressure.
Did you twist your ankle again?
Can we get the medevac over here real quick? I got a double shooting.
Okay, that's enough. That's the wrong guy.
I thought it was a table.
Cancel the reservation, okay?
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.